The letter urges President Obama to protect Utah's parks and open spaces from future housing, mining, or ski resort developments. It specifically names the Bear River Watershed and Zion National Park. Janine Donald is among those who signed it. She's the executive director of SPLOR, a nonprofit organization that provides outdoor experiences to the disabled in Utah.
We have a very vested interest in Utah's public lands being preserved and taken care of. There's a lot of us in the state of Utah who are tied to the outdoors. Our livelihoods, our businesses are tied to the outdoors, and I hope that there's access and it's in a pristine state for many years to come.
The letter asks President Obama to fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund in his upcoming budget proposal. The fund was established by Congress in 1964 to acquire land in order to protect it. But Annalee Barabee, regional field organizer with Environment America, says it's not been fully funded for years.
It's continually raided by Congress. So we're asking for full funding to go towards protecting our parks and open spaces across Utah and across the country.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund receives money mostly from royalty fees paid by offshore drilling companies. The fund is set to expire in 2015 unless it's renewed by Congress. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.